With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Details are being finalized for Thursday's presidential debate in Atlanta. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the earliest general election debate in the modern era, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will face each other for 90 minutes in a CNN TV studio with no audience. Late last week, a coin flip determined that the president would stand at the podium to the viewer's right, while the former president would deliver the final closing statement. One of the new ground rules in this debate is that each candidate's microphone will be muted except when it's his turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was the former president's turn to speak yesterday at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference. Donald Trump expressed support for Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public schools.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the schools? They think it's such a bad thing. I said, has anyone read the Thou Shalt Not Steal? Has anybody read this incredible stuff? It's just incredible. They don't want it to go up.
The former president finished off the day with a massive rally in Philadelphia, promising massive deportation on day one if elected. Federal authorities have offered a reward for information about those responsible for igniting a pair of New Mexico wildfires that killed two people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Yesterday, the FBI offered up to $10,000 for information in connection with the South Fork Fire and the Salt Fire in southern New Mexico, which forced thousands to flee. Rain and cooler weather have helped firefighters gain ground on the wildfires near Ruidoso. Officials have urged the public to be aware of down power lines, damaged water and sewer and gas lines, flooding and burn scars, and other hazards. You can find more details and full information at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on in vitro fertilization, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll finds that most people have no problem with the in vitro fertilization process. 82% say it is morally acceptable versus 10% who say it is not. On the more grave question of what happens to unused embryos, however, Americans are split. 49% say it is morally acceptable to destroy those embryos that are not being implanted, while 43% say no, it's morally wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's a groundbreaking ceremony for a memorial to victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood was home to the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the country, in which 11 worshipers were killed by a gunman driven by hatred of Jews. The space will include a new place of worship, a museum devoted to studying anti-Semitism, and a memorial to the victims. You're listening to SRN News. The open southern border has resulted in the death of a Texas girl.
The two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl are both illegal immigrants. According to ICE, both men are from Venezuela and were living in Houston illegally. Police say they strangled a 12-year-old girl who was found dead in a creek on Thursday. The men are both in jail on a $1 million bond.
Correspondent Tasia Stevens. Wall Street's climb to record highs has come with conspicuously little volatility. The S&P 500 has gone 377 days without a 2.05% sell-off. That's the longest stretch for the benchmark since the great financial crisis. The index hasn't experienced a gain of at least 2.15% in that time either. The market lull comes as investors pile into mega cap tech stocks such as Nvidia amidst bets that the artificial intelligence will boost profits. Year to date, the S&P 500 is up more than 14%. More details at srnnews.com.